You've been listening to the Tennessee Chamber Chorus, led by Dr. Cameron Labar. Dr. Labar is an assistant professor of choral music at Lee University, where he conducts the Lee University Choral Union. Last year, Dr. Labar formed the Tennessee Chamber Chorus, consisting of 18 skilled musicians based in East Tennessee, as well as vocalists outside our state. What makes this choir unique is that all vocalists are paid professional performers.
Well, currently there are no professional choruses in the state of Tennessee. That is, where all the singers are fully professional and are paid to sing in the chorus. And I really found a sort of an artistic void here in the area. There's many cities in the state that have professional symphony orchestra: the Chattanooga Symphony, the Knoxville Symphony, Nashville Symphony, etc. But on the choral side of things, there's no professional choir happening. There was one in Nashville. It was very successful, but it's now moved to the Dallas area. So I thought, we've got the talent here, and we've got the ability to bring in some extra talent as well. So why not start a professional chorus? And our first concert was actually this time last year in Cleveland, and it was to a capacity audience, very well received, and people were very excited to know when is the next time you're going to perform. So we did our second cycle this past June in both Cleveland and Chattanooga. And then this cycle will include Cleveland, Chattanooga, and a concert in the Knoxville area. Hopefully in the future we'll perform Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville, and move on from there to have a real regional approach.
And how many performers or singers are there in the Tennessee Chamber Chorus?
The number of performers really depends on the repertoire. So if we have music that really needs a fuller chorus, we might have 20 to 24. Our previous two concerts have been 16.
And you did mention earlier that you have people coming from outside of Tennessee that sings with the chorus. Is that correct?
That's right. Actually, we have quite a few singers that come from Tennessee, from the Chattanooga region, Knoxville, a couple from Nashville. But we do have singers from as far away as Seattle, West Virginia, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Missouri.
So when it comes to having to practice before performance, how do you get everyone together to do that?
Right, yeah. So that's the magic of a professional choir. So since everyone is paid to sing in the chorus, they're all paid to come. They're contracted to be prepared on all our music. So they come 3 days in advance. We have 3 days of rehearsal, 3 hours at a time, say 2 3-hour rehearsals in every day. And then we have the concert. So it's a 6-day engagement in all. And at this point, we're singing twice a year, two concert cycles a year, one in December and one in either May, late May or early June.
So you have time in between each performance to practice.
Right.
Get everyone in town.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're able to just hire singers that are available. You know, if you can do the gig, you can do the gig. If you have to miss a rehearsal, then, you know, we'll have to wait till the next one.
Tennessee Chamber Chorus member Caitlin Hammond is a Lee University graduate and is currently completing her master's degree in upper performance at McGill University in Montreal, Canada.
Well, I knew Dr. Labar from going to Lee University, and so that was my connection there, and he asked me to sing in the choir. So this is actually my third performance with the Tennessee Chamber Chorus, and every time I come back from Montreal, I think it's really important and a lot of fun, so I always be sure to fly down here and make it back for these concerts.
Would it matter whether you were being paid or not to sing in the choir, or is that a major, I guess, impetus for you to participate?
Well, it definitely makes it easier for travel expenses, but you know, it's such a great experience, and Dr. Labar does a great job of finding great voices, but also just great attitudes and great charisma that work really well in this choir, and so it's always a ton of fun. But not only that, it's always a really magnificent artistic experience. I think that the audience members that come really enjoy it and get to experience something quite different from what they've heard yet in Chattanooga. The artistic level and caliber is very high.
Jesus.
The Tennessee Chamber Chorus will perform a ceremony of carols next Sunday, December 15th, at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Cleveland, Tennessee. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. Additional concerts are scheduled for Monday, December 16th, at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Alcoa, Tennessee, and St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on Signal Mountain.
Well, you'll certainly hear Benjamin Britten's work, A Ceremony of Carols, with chorus and harp, and that's going to feature the sopranos and altos from our chorus, and Krista Winger, Maryville native harpist. On the front half, you'll hear some solo voice, music for chorus and organ, and the audience will actually have a chance to sing as well. There's a piece we'll do called Night of Silence by Dan Cantor, which integrates this beautiful counter melody to Silent Night. So we'll invite the audience to sing Silent Night along with the organ and harp. You'll hear Angels We Have Heard on High, In the Bleak Midwinter, Masters in This Hall, all arranged by renowned composer Alice Parker. You'll hear Scandinavian music, a Norwegian carol arranged by Andrew Smith, who actually just 2 days ago was nominated for Grammys on two separate recordings. He's a Norwegian composer. We were able to actually travel to Norway this past summer and meet up with Andrew and talk to him about our performances. You'll hear a Swedish carol called Jul, Jul, Strålande Jul, one of the most famous Swedish carols out there. And that was given to me by actually a Swedish friend of ours who we met in Italy two summers ago. Sara Hjort is her name. And a Finnish carol by Minnesota composer Stephen Paulus, Pjum Palm. Those will be on the second half. So quite a range of music, really.
For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.